Stephen Colbert to broadcast Late Show from Chicago during Democratic National Convention. By Warner Todd Houston on April 19, 2024. CBS has announced that Stephen Colbert will host his late-night show from Chicago as the city plays host to the Democratic National Convention and will broadcast from the Auditorium Theater in the Loop from August 19 to the 22nd. Colbert and CBS picked the Democrats' convention to serve as the very first time Colbert is taking his show on the road, the Chicago Tribune reported. "Sweet home," Colbert said as he announced the move during his broadcast on Wednesday. "Some may know, I lived in Chicago for 11 years and it holds a special place in my heart. And not just because of all the Polish sausage that's still lodged in my aorta. Chicago is where I cut my comedy teeth performing at the Second City. It's also where this South Carolina boy got an education in winter," he continued. "Did you know that tears can freeze?" While The Late Show will also broadcast live during the Republican convention in July, Colbert will still host the show from his regular New York studio and will not travel to Milwaukee where the RNC will be held. It is unsurprising that Colbert would make a special road trip to support the Democrats. A recent survey of the political jokes on the CBS late-night shows found that Republicans were lambasted 68% of the time and Democrats were rarely ridiculed. Colbert, particularly, has been an unhinged cringe-a-lib since replacing David Letterman. Through his tenure on the show, he has shamelessly embodied an unrestrained leftist id. Pounded on his desk, shouting about his belief in the never-corroborated, fully discredited Steele dossier and its claim that Vladimir Putin has a blackmail video of Trump engaging in urine fetish play, "It's the only part we care about. It's the part we talk about, the PP tape. PP tape. PP tape. PP tape. PP tape." Put on a universally derided dance routine promoting the mRNA COVID vaccine. Compared unvaccinated firefighters and cops to rabid dogs who need to be shot. Suggested getting rid of the U.S. Senate. Dismissed soaring gas prices as an acceptable cost for a clean conscience before Mother Earth. Delivered a vulgar 10-minute rant against the Supreme Court for overturning Roe v. Wade, he is a very devoted Catholic. Meanwhile, Fox News host Greg Gutfeld has been swamping Colbert and all the other late-night hosts in the ratings since at least 2020. Fox News recently pointed out that Gutfeld was earning 2.19 million viewers to Colbert's average of 2.15 viewers. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.